You know, I have worked for a company that I thought it was convenient. They would have a nurse come in to give employees flu shots. But, of course, some people don't like to get the flu shot. However, there are some employers that are actually requiring their employees to get those shots or face disciplinary action. Kelly Kolb is an employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs. And, Kelly, the most obvious question is this legal?
Good morning. Good morning. By and large, sadly, yes.
It is. How can that be? I mean, they can't require you to do anything else medicinally, can they?
Like most legal answers, it depends, right? it boils down to the typical tussle of personal liberty versus public health and safety. You've got the FDA, the CDC, the American Medical Association, everybody saying these vaccines are safe and effective and ought to be taken for the public benefit. And so the employers have some cover in saying that this is a reasonable request to address a public health and safety concern.
I know there's a hospital that fired 8 employees because they refused to take the vaccinations, the flu vaccinations. And in a hospital environment, I can understand it because you're susceptible to the flu and you could pass it on to your patients, who, of course, are very, very vulnerable. In other places, I don't know, because there are so many people that are against getting the vaccinations. And then some people are actually subject to problems with vaccinations.
Reactions, yeah.
Yeah, because of the egg content or whatever it is that they have in them that if you're, I think, allergic to eggs, you got a problem with them or something
right.
like that.
Exactly. And there, I mean, you mentioned this hospital in Indiana, I believe it was, it fired 8 folks just before Christmas. There are actually 14 states in the District of Columbia that require all healthcare workers in nursing homes to be vaccinated. And as you said, it's principally out of an interest to safeguard patient safety.
Well, but obesity is probably a bigger problem than, you know, the flu. That's killing more people every year, and I don't see them requiring people to go to the gym or eat right.
That's right. The distinction maybe is that according to the AMA, the flu is the has the highest death rate of any vaccine preventable disease in the country, 36,000 deaths annually, and they think with a simple shot you can take care of it. There's actually another healthcare provider in Ohio that fired 150 people for not taking the vaccine.
Wow!
But you mentioned the medical aspects to it. There are some folks who are allergic to eggs and the vaccine, for the most part, is generated in an egg. Those folks can obviously opt out for medical reasons, and federal law would permit that.
Well, this is very similar to the requirement now that people don't smoke. Some people won't hire people who don't smoke or will fire people when they find out they're smoking. So apparently it's on the same level, right?
I agree. Yeah, right, exactly. Although there are some states that now prohibit anti-smoking discrimination. Most allow it, mostly out of a concern for secondary smoke concerns and also rising health insurance rates.
All right. Yeah, well, the bottom line is that if you want to make a case about it, chances are you just might lose if you're going up against an employer who is asking you, really not telling, well, they are telling you. They're not asking you.
Particularly
they're telling
if you're
you
in the healthcare industry. In the healthcare industry, you better go on and figure you better get a shot.
Right.
Kelly Kolb, attorney, employment attorney at Fowler White Boggs. You have a great one. You can learn more at fowlerwhite.com. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.